This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now we have Roshan Kanisan joining us to take a closer look at the property sector with RHB analyst Leung Kok Wen. Now, Roshan, over to you.
Good morning, Kok Wen. I was wondering if you could give us an overview of the current state of the property market. Is the oversupply showing any sense of abating right now?
Well, I think the oversupply issue, or rather overhang issue, will persist for another few quarters as demand has slowed down quite substantially since 4 years ago. But I think the situation is very much under control now, given that many developers have held back their launches and been very much focusing on unwinding their unsold inventory. So overall, I think it will take time to absorb the supply.
Okay, with the government saying that it wants to iron out lending and affordable housing policies, how will this play out in the markets and which developers are likely beneficiaries here?
Yeah, okay. It really depends on what the government will introduce. Currently, many potential home buyers, especially first-time home buyers, couldn't get enough margin financing to buy their properties. So I think special arrangement may be needed, especially for first-time home buyers. And hopefully, you know, the government will play a role as well, as commercial banks will still focus on the credit history, income levels of borrowers. So if there is really a boost from the lending policies, I think the developers that have high exposure for to first-time home buyers will benefit. And this will be like a matrix concept, Tambun Indah, Huayang, and to a certain extent, Masing as well.
Okay, speaking of the government, how will the government's review of some of these mega infrastructure projects affect the strategies of our local property players?
Well, I think the key one would be the high-speed rail project. As of now, it's still unknown whether, you know, it will be delayed or cancelled or there will be a go-ahead. So because of all these uncertainties, developers that have land bank near or at the high-speed rail stations are unable to proceed with their developments. So some of them already amended their master plan to incorporate the transportation link, and some of them now have decided to hold back their launches. So I think the impact is more significant, especially for greenfield land, such as Sime Prop's land at Labu, because you really need a catalyst to kickstart the development in a new area, and high-speed rail was supposed to be the catalyst. As for Bandar University Pago and UEM Sunrises, Gerbang Nusajaya, I think the impact will be there as well, but you know, both developers have already done something at the site. So for now, these developers will need to find some other catalyst. I think, you know, foreign investments in productive sectors are something that I would look forward to.
What about the LRT3? Any tangible effects there?
I think since, you know, the for LRT3 is only, you know, reducing the number of stations, I think the impact is quite mild. So I don't think it's a big concern there. I think the key one is still the high-speed rail project.
Okay, given some of these near-term uncertainties, how much will property developers with international exposure, like IOI Properties, be able to offset domestic headwinds?
Well, the overseas exposure will help to offset the slow local demand partially. Apart from IOI Properties, I think players that have international exposure include UEM Sunrise, SP Satya and Sunway. So these developers have been able to generate decent overseas property sales over the past few years when the local market is slow. Some of them have like 30 to 50% contribution from overseas in terms of property sales.
Okay, what is your top pick in the sector and why?
Well, my top pick now is E&O. The political cooperation between the state and federal government should benefit Penang players, in my view. And E&O, being the largest landowner upon the completion of the reclamation of SDP2, could be a proxy for the Penang's growth story. I think the state will likely focus on its infrastructure developments in the coming few years, and we should expect some positive spillover demand in the property sector. Earnings visibility for E&O is good given its 481 million unbuilt sales and 689 9 million unbuilt land sales to Co-op. Our target price for E&O is 2 ringgit and 5 cents.
That was Leung Kok Wen, analyst at RHB Research, and her topic was E&O, which is now at 1 ringgit and 58, currently unchanged. It's gained about 10% now so far this year. So thank you very much, Roshan Kanesan, for that look in the property sector. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.